Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, July the
22nd.
And you're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jewel Sirkin, who has staggered back from her time in Spain. Having drunk it dry. I saw the news reports that the Spanish economy recovered. And this is... I did do a thing about this last week, and I'm really sorry about it, but it is absolutely true. In the week that you were away, three off licences in Whitstable closed down.
You're joking.
I'm seriously not.
Nothing sorry. To do with me, Paul
sorry,
Andrews.
Jules, yeah.
Is that true?
It is absolutely gospel. Three... Whitstable off licences closed while you were out of the country on holiday. And then, seriously, Spain announced a rise in their economy, in their GDP. So, you know.
Well, I was frolicking. I think I've still got one leg on the plane, actually.
Quite possibly.
It was quite funny.
I'm always leaving things in those overhead lockers as well.
You wouldn't let.
Is it with a donkey and a sombrero?
Yeah. Mm. Do you know, I tried to smuggle your sombrero in for you and some
really?
Also some chorizo.
Well, the last time you bought me a donkey and then left it on the tarmac at Alicante Airport, didn't you?
With the donkey cheese.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did have a lovely time, and I was mostly eating paella, as you do on the beach.
Right.
And I had rather a lot of cava to wash it down.
Right.
Lovely fresh gambas. And I wanted to buy you a chorizo, but I ate that.
And did I enjoy it?
It was very picante.
Right.
And then coming off, I flew from Southend, Paul Andrews, which reminded me of Manston and how Manston could be.
Could have been, yeah.
Very nice. And then I landed...
Why did you fly from Southend?
Because
it was
a cheap flight, yeah.
From
Kent, it was actually quite nicer than going to
Stansted. Did you swim across the bay?
I got a little rowing boat.
Did you?
Just nipped across.
A little dinghy.
Yeah. Because
cool.
I only take my hand luggage.
Yeah.
But coming from Southend was quite interesting because you've got all the stag parties on there,
right,
all the Essex boys.
Yeah.
And what you see, you're already
absolutely
already there.
In the mood.
And you a Barra boy as well.
Yeah. Buy one, get one free. But Not a pound, 50p. Go on. Yeah.
One of them got arrested for smacking an air hostess on the bottom.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, he was detained.
How cliched is that?
I know. I know. And he couldn't understand what the problem was.
Really?
Well, probably you couldn't either.
No, I very much could. I very much could. It happens to me all the time.
Does it?
Yeah, people are all smacking me on the bottom.
When you're air hostessing?
No, I don't air hostess much these days.
Doors to manual?
Yeah, absolutely.
Pointing out the exits. So what have I missed?
Well, funnily enough, talking about donkey cheese, I was watching the...
Our poor guest is just gobsmacked.
Yeah, well...
Bogdan.
We'll get him involved in a minute. And our other guest hasn't arrived yet. He's stuck in the traffic out there.
He's on an alpaca somewhere.
Side
saddle.
Sunday night, I don't know if you know, was the last ever performance of the Monty Python team together.
Oh.
And they televised it, and part of the way through, I had a load of people at my house. And,
you had a soiree?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't.
Without me?
No, there were just loads of people. The kids were there and, you know, various hangers-on and girlfriends. Yeah. And
were
all
you
kinds
in the
of
pool?
No, we were watching Monty Python on the telly.
In the pool?
And they were doing the cheese sketch.
Right.
Where they run through this list of cheese, and they got to the end of the sketch... And everybody in the house went, donkey cheese!
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So they actually do listen to your show?
Apparently, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Apparently. Yeah, so
and,
that was good.
Do you know that one I always feel when I'm on holiday? You know the sketch where he goes, I couldn't eat another thing. I'm absolutely stuck. Is that Monty Python?
Yeah,
where he explodes.
Yeah.
And just a petit morceau. And I always feel a bit like that on holiday.
Do you?
Well, because I'm married
You always feel like that here as well, though.
Well, a little bit. But I'm married to a nice Jewish boy, see. Yeah. You must eat.
Yeah.
Have more.
Chicken soup.
Yeah.
Gefilte fish and all
I
that.
Actually made chicken soup on holiday, I thought of you.
Did you?
In
really?
That heat.
Well, did you have a cold or something?
Yeah, I did. I had a little upper respiratory.
Ah, that'll be the chicken soup for you, Nick.
Yeah, no, I had it with lots of... Who's our sponsor?
Today's sponsor is Fruit Bowl Media, the web design and app development people based over there at Fruitworks in Canterbury. So
lovely,
big,
Tony.
Big thank you to Tony, George, Jamie and the boys over there in Fruit Bowl Media. Thank you for that. We'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in contact with us in a number of ways. You can call me on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the best way to get hold of us while we're on air is to tweet me. And you can tweet me at VanillaWeb, and we will read out your tweet. So if you'd like a shout-out on the radio for your business, your charity, your event, your organisation, your fundraiser, or indeed anything else, send me a little tweet.
And I'll read it from the top.
And Jules will read it from the top, and I'll read it from the bottom. And we've had a few tweets already. We've had Fairy Chav.
Is that a
Claire,
new one?
No, Claire, who says, Chav. Morning, afternoon to you all, listening to the Business Bunker Show. Thank you very much. The lovely Adrian from AK Pet Services has tweeted to say that he's settled down and listening prior to doing a rat run or taking a guinea pig to the vets or
now
a crocodile to the dentist.
As you do.
As you do.
There were rats in my swimming pool garden.
Really? Yeah. Were they swimming?
I sent the... No, they weren't. But you can get Vales disease or Wales disease.
Really?
W-E-I-L-S if you've got rats and water. So
right.
I complained to the committee.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but they were... I don't know if they were rats. They looked like rats, but they were running up the oleander.
I bet he wasn't happy.
No, running up the oleander.
Yeah, he wasn't happy at all, Ollie, was he?
We've had a lovely tweet from Union 23.
All right.
Union 23 co-work, and they're saying, hi, Jules Serkin, Josie Maguire, and you. Mm-hmm. What's the show about today? And we've just told you.
It's about an hour and a half.
And we've just told you. It's mostly about Bogdan.
It is mostly about young Bogdan, who we're going to be talking to later. Also, when he arrives, we've got Ivan Raphael from Best of Bromley, who will be telling us all about what's going on in the London Borough of Bromley and the that area of West Kent.
Only if he gets off that alpaca.
Only if he stops riding around the marsh on an alpaca. That is very true.
Yeah, he might be on the steam train by now.
We've also had a tweet from Sally Laker, Sally for Cakes, who says, Tuesdays is my favourite day as it's Business Bunker Day and I'm listening in. Thank you so much, Sally.
While she's baking.
Yeah, she makes the most gorgeous cakes and you can follow her on Sally number 4 Cakes on the Twitter, and she quite often tweets or Facebooks pictures of the concoctions that she makes and they are absolutely stunning.
Well, she made my wedding cakes.
Did she really?
Yeah, she made a lovely...
Well, you can't hold a grudge.
No, they were... No, I didn't hold a grudge. I hold a... they were huge fairy cakes.
Oh, they were fudge. Not a grudge.
You're so on the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a little email here.
I heard. Oh, right.
Please, actually, they were... My guest on Scoff and Quaff, which is a Superior Show listener, 11 to 12, was saying I was a bit like Dolly Parton, which worried me a bit.
Was that a guy with a dog?
I mean, she's 60-something, isn't she?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she looks younger, yeah.
Yeah. Younger than what?
No, carry on.
Are you being...
Well, you're a brunette and Dolly's a blonde.
Exactly.
You're, what, 5'10 and she's 4'10.
I'm 5'11.
You're from Essex and she's from Arkansas. apart from that, you know, I mean, who could tell the difference? You're like twins. Yeah.
Must be the way I play guitar.
I think you have one thing in common, you two ladies.
Yeah, the way I play guitar, I said.
Exactly.
Little old me. And I heard that you had Marilyn Monroe perched on your knee.
I did indeed have Marilyn Monroe perched on my knee on Saturday evening. It was fabulous. I've got a few bits to do on that later on, but it was the Fields of Life charity summer ball on Saturday night, and we had a fabulous, fabulous time. Brilliantly organised by Sonia Wood and the team from EcoSan, and the lovely Debbie Cameron and Mr. Imperious Blinky himself, Dave Philpott, who were all involved with Fields for Life, and Richard, I don't know your second name, Richard from Belfast, who is the coordinator for Fields for Life. They were all there, and they staged a fabulous event at the Summer Ball at the Ashford International Hotel, and I got lovingly assaulted by Marilyn Monroe, and it was worth every minute.
You seem to be, you know, first it was the Spearmint Rhino ladies.
Yeah.
Then you are becoming...
I'm attracting these people, aren't
I?
I'm like a babe magnet.
Well, I think they're probably following Snake Hips, which...
Do you reckon?
Listen, if you
do you reckon
do
that's what's
to,
doing it?
It's at S Snake Hips. We also
had Prince Harry there, you know?
Did you? What, the real one? Or was it?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, I was talking to Bodrum, a lovely guest, and Brogdan, sorry.
Bogdan.
Yeah, Bodrum is in Turkey, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You're getting confused now.
Well, I've only had 3 hours sleep. And he was saying that Prince Harry, the real one, has bought loads of land in Romania where our lovely guest comes from.
Where Bogdan comes from?
Yes.
Has he? Really?
Yeah. Prince Harry.
Blimey. What's he going to do there then, do you reckon?
Probably shack up with Dracula.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, you didn't even know Dracula lived there, did
well,
you?
Well, I knew Dracula was from Transylvania, and you were trying to blog me that Transylvania is part of Romania, which I guess it is.
Yeah. Brogdon agreed with me.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Am I saying his name right now?
No, it's Bogdan.
Brogdon?
Bogdan. It's not difficult, woman.
It is for me. Hilda Ogden?
No, that's not him at all.
So, B-O-G-D-E-N.
D-A-N.
D-A-N. Is that right?
Yeah.
There they are. See, I've got it in one. It's you that's confusing me.
Unbelievable.
You know what you should be playing?
What?
The Transylvanian Twist.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
They do a nice wine
shall
out
I,
there.
Shall I carry on with the show?
Yeah.
Shall I just ignore you and carry on with the show? I think I will.
Who's tweeting?
We've had a tweet from AM Marketing.
Oh.
Who says, listening in, have a fab show, guys. Thank you, Amy and the team over there at AM Marketing. And then the Pixel Hub has said, don't forget to tweet us your questions for Vanilla Web. This Thursday, the Inspiration Lounge guest. That will be me then.
Are you speaking again?
No. I'm on the. It's a TV thing. I'm on the sofa being interviewed.
Oh, you're apparently. Lounging?
I'm lounging on the sofa at the Inspiration Lounge.
And where is that?
Faversham, I think. They did send me the address.
Didn't they want me to lounge next to you as your sidekick?
No, they deliberately said, don't bring her with you. Whatever you do, bring anyone you like, but not her, they said.
The lovely Miriam McGurk, who's at the Josie Maguire and Tales from Turkey writer. Hmm. I don't know if she's back from Turkey now, because I know she comes back at the end of July, because it gets too hot on her mountain. But she says, Dolly looks 80 and Jules looks 40. There you go. Actually, I'm 39.
Don't do that, Miriam. Yeah. We don't believe you.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And the Whitstable Stove Shop are on, Paul Andrews.
Oh, are they?
And they say yay, guys. Which annoys me. I hate
yay.
It when people say yay.
No, I like yay.
It's so American.
No, perhaps the Whitstable... I did notice that Mark had tweeted the other day that he was looking for something specific. And I wondered...
Or
is somebody on the phone? Should we see who's on the phone?
Who's calling?
I bet it's our guest, actually.
What, on an alpaca?
Yeah.
Who's calling the Business Bunker asking the directions?
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker. Hello.
It's probably the man that wants the rent.
Yeah,
again, we've had
probably.
Him before. Now I'm going to. They're calling again. Have a go. No, it's stopped now. Sorry about this, listener. But we keep getting the light flashing, and then they keep putting the phone down. Mm. You have to put the money in, the coins in. But Whitstable Stove Shop were saying yay, which I will say yes to. Business Bunker's on now, and we're listening in. And they've already mentioned Whitstable Biz at Sally for Cakes. That's true. And we will mention you too. Lovely stoves. Now is the time to get your stove in, isn't it?
It is indeed. I was just about to say that Mark was asking if anybody knew the whereabouts or could point him in the direction of a wood-burning stove without doors on the front. I don't know if he's still looking for that, but maybe he can tweet us and let us know if he's still on the lookout for something like
Who
that.
Who wanted that?
Mark from Whitstable Stove.
He wants a stove without doors.
Yeah, a wood-burning stove without
doors. That's an open fire.
Yeah, don't go there. You know. Anyway, do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to have a bit of tunage.
The Transylvanian Twist.
No, we're not.
Boris Karloff. Ooh. Ooh, trailers.
Trailers for sale.
I knew it.
Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road, trailers for sale, rent rooms to rent 50 cents, no phone, no boo, no pets, I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bit room.
Jobsinkent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk, here on Channel Radio, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin.
Lovely song, that. Who's
Roger
that?
Miller.
Roger Miller. I thought it was Johnny Cash. But
Roger Miller.
Well done.
Yeah. Didn't Roger Miller play football for Cameroon or someone as well? Wasn't there a Roger Miller that did that too?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if he did it while singing King of the Road. But.
And then Roger Whittaker, who whistled.
Roger Whittaker did whistle. Yeah, and then Jolly Roger.
Yeah.
He ran up a flagpole, see if it fluttered.
Yeah, and then Arthur Miller, who wrote the plays, married to Marilyn Monroe.
Exactly. Isn't it funny when it all comes together?
Do you know, we just
sit
up.
Who I spent Saturday night with. And there you go.
Did you?
Yeah.
What, the whole night?
No. Unfortunately, no. Just the evening. Networking annual summer barbecue of the Kent Invicta Chamber, from 12 to 2 p.m. Located within a beautiful and inspirational environment in the grounds of Canterbury Cathedral, the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce will be hosting a networking summer barbecue. There's a two-course barbecue.
Ooh, that sounds...
Sausage and chicken.
Ooh.
With soft drink on arrival, a homemade beef burger, sausages and vegetable kebabs served with a selection of chef's salads, mixed fruit platter, tea and coffee. And that's taking place on Thursday, the 4th of September... at the Canterbury Cathedral Lodge. And chamber members, it's only £20, and non-members is only £25. If you want to find out more about it, go to the channel, Kent Invicta Chamber website, which is kentinvictachamber.co.uk, but it is already on the Kent Business Radio website, and like anything on the show that you hear today, you will be able to find the links on the website later on. So book your ticket by going to the website kentinvictachamber.co.uk and book your tickets for their summer barbecue on September the 4th. Do you want to read an email, Jules?
Yeah, I'm just in the middle of a tweet, but I suppose I shall be diligent. I just sent out a lovely picture of someone to go with that song that you just played, you know, the broom sweeping thing.
Yeah.
Just to get his room. Okay, so this is, Paul Andrews and the lovely Jules Serkin. Please could you say a massive thank you for me to jobsinkent.com.
All right.
Qjobsinkent.com.
Well, I just played it.
Yeah. For sponsoring me, this is from Sammy Starfish.
Oh, Sammy.
Acker known as a marigold glove.
Hello, Sammy.
He says, Acker... otherwise known as Martin Norton.
Hello, Martin.
So does he prance about in the glove?
He is the one dressed as Sammy.
It must be hot, mustn't it?
He must be hot.
Must be very hot. So he says, thank you for Jobs in Kent for sponsoring me and keeping me in plankton for the next few years. Mm-hmm. It's much appreciated. So how does that work, plankton? Is that
what
he eats?
That's what starfish eat, apparently.
Okay, what do marigold gloves eat?
I wouldn't go there because I think he got a bit shirty about
that.
Did he?
Yeah. Mm. Well, I think they probably eat fairy liquid.
Mm.
Not that we can advertise on this show.
Mm. Funnily enough, we were talking about the Fields of Life charity ball.
Yes,
we were. We've had a tweet from EcoSan, from lovely Sonia, who says a massive thank you to Caddy Lee Preston, Total Recall, the band, Susie Kennedy, Roddy Walker, Mandy Allen Dancers, and Bruce Bell and team for all their fine work on Saturday night in helping with the Fields of Life charity ball.
And did Caddy predict the weather?
She did, actually. At one stage, Marilyn was quite disparaging, and she said to her, oh, you're incredibly good-looking. I guess you just read the weather. You don't actually do it.
She said that to you?
No. Oh, right. They all knew I was good-looking.
Off you.
Yeah, no, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
That was just obvious. Yeah. No, to Caddy. And,
man with the dog again.
Yeah, yeah. And Caddy said, no, I actually do the weather predictions. I actually do the meteorology, because she is a fully qualified meteorologist.
She's very talented.
She is indeed. And what a lovely lady. And also everybody else. And the band were really good as well, Total Recall. So a big shout out to them.
She looks good in green. I've seen her in a green dress.
She was wearing green on Saturday night.
It's obviously her colour.
It is indeed. Mm. Yeah. So thank you to everybody that made the evening such a success. And they raised quite a bit of money in the silent auction. And the auction, there was an auction conducted by James Emerson of Clive Emerson auctioneers.
Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
No, Empson. James Empson conducted a full auction. There was also a silent auction. There was a raffle and all kinds of things, and all the money from the tickets for the evening. So they raised a substantial amount of money. I don't know what the final total was. I'm sure they'll tell us at some point, and we'll let everyone know. But it was a brilliant evening.
I know this sounds a bit like I'm dense.
Yeah, you are.
But I actually don't know what a silent auction is.
So when you don't say anything.
So isn't that a bit boring? Just all of you sitting there with your lips pursed?
No, no, it doesn't work like that. Shall I explain it to you?
Please do.
What you have is a number of items that are laid out for you to peruse, and then what you do is you just write your bid on there, and whoever puts the biggest bid on there gets the item.
You see, that would be the sort of auction that I should go to, because I tend to get in a bit of a frenzy at an auction and I get carried away. And I keep
You're going for a bidding frenzy, don't you?
I get carried away and then I get determined to have it, and I bid for all sorts of things that I never do, and my new husband gets very uppity about it because I spend too much money.
Right.
But a silent auction sounds good.
Right.
Did you know that there's a bike ride coming up, and this is a date for your diary, listener. It's Saturday the 27th of September. It's got an 8:30, I think that's an AM start. Yeah, it's an AM. I haven't got my glasses. Starting at Canterbury RFC. What's that, rugby club?
Rugby football club.
Okay. Rugby football club, Merton Lane North in Nackington Road. And you choose between either the Squirrel Spotters, which is 25 miles, or the Wasp Chewing, which is 55 miles. And this is also sponsored by the Canterbury Index. So our lovely friend there, Stephen, remind me of his surname. Canterbury Index.
Stephen Gurney.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm a bit vague at the moment.
You're not fully functioning back after your holiday yet, are you?
I'm a little bit brain addled.
Have you only just landed or something?
I landed about one, but then there's some junction 4 on the M25 from Southend. There was just a huge delay, and it was just roadworks.
Well, 1 o'clock on a Sunday morning or Monday morning?
Yeah, ridiculous.
Blimey.
I had to eat my duty food. Free. I bought my mum some lint, a huge bar of lint.
And you ate it?
I had to eat it.
Sad. Oh, mummy's circuit.
I know. And it's Brooker, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Ruth. And then I bought a pint of milk for my breakfast, and I had to drink that as well.
She had to. She had to. She was forced. Ruth, she was had to.
I know.
I'll buy you chocolate, sweetheart, even if she won't.
It was a huge lint bar. It was very nice.
Yeah, I bet. I bet that didn't take long.
No, it didn't, no. Just as long as the traffic jam. Mm. £25 a person for this Squirrel Spotters or the Wasp Chewing. I think you should go on the Wasp Chewing one. You could do that, 55 miles.
Right.
You look like you've chewed a wasp most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't really say who you contact, so I reckon we will put the details on the Business Bunker website, which is, what is it?
KentBusinessRadio.co.uk.
I am a bit addled.
It's only been that for 5 years.
I know. But you see, in my head, I'm still on the beach. About now, I'd be just having probably a little swim on my Lilo.
Hmm.
Three W's to register, canterburybikeride.co.uk, £25, and it's all for charity, and sponsored by Barrett's Digital World as well, and Dynamics.
Right.
So, sounds like a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. So do support that, please. I happen to know, because I was talking to Jonathan Marsh, who is the chair of the Canterbury Rugby Club, that they are trying to raise funds for wheelchair rugby. And the actual cost of a wheelchair to play rugby in is about $3,500.
Do they have those really state-of-the-art ones?
Yeah, but they're made of titanium or something, so you can bash them about. And
my knee's made of titanium.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe you ought to play disabled rugby.
I'm not supposed to play contact sports.
I'm not surprised.
With my knee.
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with your knee. They just won't let you on the field.
Very rude.
Yeah.
It's probably the bottle in my right hand.
Yeah, they're not silly, you know.
Did you know Paul Andrews is an after-hours club, which would suit you?
Right.
It's the Kent Invicta Chamber after-hours club, and it's 6 to 7:30pm. There's no need to book. You can just turn up.
Right.
And they're saying, where can you find your next new clients? So Tuesday the 5th of August, Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford. And also Tuesday the 5th of August, Nucleus Business Innovation Centre in Dartford. And further afield, Tuesday the 19th of August at the fabulous Abbott Spartan Hotel in Canterbury. And we hear that the Janice Watton is leaving the Abbott Spartan.
Indeed, yeah.
But we know that she'll stay in contact. She's going to work with NAG NAG.
Mm.
Is it NAG or NAG?
NAG, New Appointments Group. Recruitment consultants.
So we wish her all the best.
Yeah, good luck with that, Janice, and good luck in your new job.
And we're trotting down to Folkestone.
We are actually going to the Burlington Hotel party in a couple of weeks' time.
And are you coming to via Tenterden, via Folkestone, via Whitstable to pick me up?
Well, that sounds like it, doesn't it? Yeah. Just well, so that you can have a couple of bottles of Prosecco or something.
There's no point going to a launch if you're not, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a tweet from a new listener, Bill Skinner. Hello, Paul. Can you give us a shout-out, please? Re an event this Friday, July the 25th. It's a drinks party from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. And it's our boutique in Tenterden. So it's at it's in Tenterden High Street, 42A the High Street is the boutique. So if you fancy going along, having a look at what's going on there and having a little tipple with Bill Skinner and the crew, get along.
What is their boutique?
In terms of what?
What do they sell?
Jewellery.
Jewellery?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Sounds fantastic.
So do get along to that and have a look if you can. In Tenterden High Street, 42A, Friday afternoon. Thank you.
There's your water.
Oh, thank you.
Also, we've got come and join us. This is a mini DigiKent every Monday. New monthly meetups are our chance to keep the discussion going between conferences and to learn new techniques from invited speakers, network with your online contacts face to face, and to share digital marketing tips. And the next monthly meetup will take place on Thursday, the 31st of July. From 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Fruitworks in Canterbury. So you've got networking, you've got an open forum, which is a chance to mingle and break ice, a guide to website audits by Gareth Brown of Evolution Internet. That sounds interesting. Mm. There's also a guide to branding with Anwen Cooper, Clear and Connected, she says, and also Digital Clinic. So you can get your website reviewed or specific questions answered by experts. So will that be Fruitworks? Lovely George and Tony answering those.
No, not necessarily, because it's a whole event organised by Digital in Kent.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure who all the people are.
Is that Deason's?
No.
Or is that DigiBerry?
No, it's Digital in Kent.
Okay, so different from DigiBerry.
It is different from Create. It is different from DigiBerry. It is Digital in Kent, which is why it's got a different name. Okay. I know that's confusing.
Any didgeridoos in that?
No, none whatsoever. Sure. Don't even go there.
No.
Absolutely. Rolf. Do you know, new jobs are likely to be created when a state-of-the-art Audi showroom opens in Tunbridge Wells later this year. The new environmentally friendly Audi Centre, which incorporates solar thermal water heating and energy saving LED lighting, will open in August, and it's opening on Dowding Way on the North Farm estate. The existing Tunbridge Audi Centre will be relocated to this new premium and much larger site, where they will be employing more people. So what about that?
Yes, that sounds really riveting, that one. Interesting.
Absolutely.
I would say there's Josie McGuire's just said that she's suffering from jet lag, because she's back. And
she's back, hello.
But she's still really, you know, mingling, mincing around in a sarong in Turkey.
Yeah.
So I know how she feels.
I know how she feels, because we got one of those in here as well, Miriam, mincing around.
See, about now, I'd probably be, well, it's 2:30 in Spain, so I'd probably just be having a little mojito.
Mm-hmm. But do you know what? Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage?
No, we're going to speak to our guests.
I think we should.
We should speak to our guest, because he's been sitting there waiting patiently, listening to this nonsense.
Lovely,
thinking,
Bogdan.
What on earth's going on here?
Yeah.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the Business Bunker Show Mr. Bogdan Alexei. Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure, mate. Thank you very much for coming down and for being on the show. Why don't you, first of all, start off by telling the listener a little bit about you and your background and how you got here, and then we're going to go on and talk about the really cool stuff you've been doing.
Wow. Well, I originally come from Romania, from Bucharest, and then I...
Or Transylvania, as now Jules has it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, so I come from Transylvania. So then I turned 18, I could leave home, and I took an airplane. I came here to do a degree in film, radio, and TV production at Christchurch in Canterbury, which I aced. And then
excellent.
I decided to stay and do more filming, more videos, and it's been going really good, so...
Right.
That's a bit about me.
Fabulous. That's good stuff. Your business is called Coralex Media.
Yep.
Yep. But you've been doing something very, very interesting just recently, and it actually aired, was it last night or the night before?
It was on Sunday night.
Yeah, on Sunday night, yeah. Why don't you tell the listeners all about how you got involved in what you did, and how it's gone so far?
Yeah, I mean, that was an amazing project. I'm still getting past the idea that it's ended, but, you know, it's basically me and my friend Lydia. We're both co-producing and co-presenting this show. She's been in contact with the Community Channel,
right,
who air on
that's a Sky-based channel, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. One of them. And they do this show called Brilliant Britain.
Yep.
So they give people like me and Lydia the opportunity to present local people and community-based projects in our city. So, yeah, we got to do the first episode in this season, I think it's season 3, about Canterbury and surrounding areas. So we spent about 6 months working on it, finding all these people, all these associations, like Dandelion Project. It's fantastic supporting.
What is charity. Dandelion Project, Bogdan?
It's a charity that help with farm-based therapy for children that have suffered abuse. And being there, we became part of the project. So we play with animals, we farm together. It was really good to see them helping children.
Animals are brilliant for letting children relax and soften. Mm. If they've had traumas.
Yeah, and they, you know, we just got together. They have this huge back garden, I call it, because it's an actual farm.
Right.
Loads of activities to do. And other things like wheelchair tennis and music, finding artists, having them. So producing this was an amazing experience, putting it all together. That's my latest.
Cool. And it aired on Sunday night, and I think, I know you haven't had the viewing figures through yet, but they were pretty pleased with it.
They were. They said that the ratings are pretty good, and I'm, for one, I'm really proud of myself. And
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, this was a project that you were given the opportunity to do, but you had to, you actually had to resource it all, didn't you? You found all the crew and everything?
Yeah, absolutely. So all we did was just us be in contact with the channel and then just went on and produced it. So we set up the crew, we found the stories, wrote the scripts, organized all the shoots.
So give us a bit of insight into how you did that. You know, was it easy to do? Was it hard? Did you struggle with it? What kind of happened?
It was never hard, I'm not going to lie to you, because I love it. I live for this stuff.
That's it. You're absolutely right, aren't you? When you're doing something that you're really interested in and really passionate about, it isn't hard work and it isn't difficult.
Yeah, it is really. Yeah. So we just met a couple of times, decided on how we want the story and the whole episode to feature. We had a template of a format that we did follow.
Right.
So we chose our segments because half of them had to be funded by the big lottery.
Right.
So we had to find those and then organize the days that everyone could shoot and edit. And it was really good. And then after we selected all these stories, we started getting in contact with people and bouncing back and forth and them not being able to meet us and then us not being able to meet them until we managed to make some email contacts, Skype interviews. Getting people to trust you was a first milestone.
Right.
Do you think that's because you're young?
Maybe young, maybe unexperienced, so would people say, but mainly because people I found might get slightly worried about presenting themselves in the wrong way on TV.
Sure, yep. You do come across that, even on radio.
On radio.
We get that quite a lot, that people that have never done it before are initially very nervous and don't want to get involved. It's always quite funny, once they've done it...
And they want to do it the next week.
Can I come back next week? Can I come back next week? Did you find that with TV stuff?
I found it, because there was an agreement where they were scared, so they wanted to see an original version before it got aired. And we did that, and they loved it. They said that we captured... and represented them exactly as they loved it to. So it was really good in the end.
Right.
We were on the same page with them. They liked what we were doing. They helped us. They gave us all the resources that they could on the day.
Right.
And it was a really good experience.
It sounds like you had really good fun doing this.
And everything came out okay by the end. And
right.
We're all so happy. It was...
So did you guys actually edit it when you'd finished it? Did you did absolutely everything on the production?
We had an editor, so... Yeah. Interns, we took every day we would meet, we would tweak things, bring more, as I call it, FaceTime, presenter FaceTime into it, but then take out bits and put nicer shots in, tweak the stories a bit.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, our editor was the one editing, but we were there to to make sure they were representing.
Right. It looks like our other guest has finally made it as well. Possibly.
Go out. You two
possibly.
Keep chatting.
But, Possibly.
I could bring anybody in, you know.
You could, yeah. Well, actually, it's a matter of time. Just grab someone and bring them in, really.
Could just be a farmer. you boys carry on and I'll go and investigate.
Yeah. So the interesting thing for me, Bogdan, is we were discussing before we came on air the fact that, you know, you've been doing video-based stuff and corporate stuff like that and YouTube-based stuff, but really your ambition is to do more
TV presenting TV stuff, and producing especially. It's a newfound passion.
Yeah.
That I had. I mean, I was mostly into directing for the longest time, which I still love, but this opportunity to produce kind of enlightened me. I was really happy to have this opportunity and to do it, to learn it.
Right.
Now I want to apply it. Like,
you've really got a bug for it now. Yeah.
I got it.
Absolutely. Okay, so, but you were telling me you have got another project coming up fairly soon. It's not TV-based, but you're quite excited about it.
Yeah, there's not that many details have been sorted out yet because I only found out about it a couple of days ago and spoke to some people initially. But it's a project by Harrow Council,
In
cooperation with the University of Kent.
Right.
They're doing a research project where through ballet they want to raise the quality of life for people with disabilities.
Right, okay.
And they want to document this, turn it into a film, to use it for, you know, just to raise awareness in the first instance.
Yeah.
But there's space to discuss and to turn it into something much bigger.
Right.
And they've asked me to produce this as well and to film them once a week when the session's taking place, try to create a story around it, and I've scheduled a couple of meetings to discuss all the other details, but I'm really excited to get into this because I'm a fan of real stories, real people.
Right.
I support learning disabilities, having worked in some sort of field for Kent Uni for 4 years.
Sure, right,
I'm now really involved with it, and it's an amazing project to have it straight out of the first one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's really fabulous as well. Longer term, obviously, you'd like to get into TV work.
Yeah,
so anybody listening to the show that can give Bogdan a help with doing that, I'm sure it will be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, I'd love that. So please, you know, shout out, tweet me.
Give us a shout for your website, Twitter handle, Facebook page, all that kind of stuff, so that people can find out more about you and find out what, because if they miss the program, there is a YouTube clips of it as well, isn't there? Yeah.
Well, you can find us on Facebook with Corlex Media. That's C-O-R-R Alex Media, right. And I've been retweeting the link to the episode there. The website's corlexmedia.com, and the tweet account is BogdanCorlex, one word. And, you know, you can find me at any time. I text. My phone number's on the website.
Sure.
I'm pretty much open 24 hours a day.
Fabulous. We've put links to you on the Kent Business Radio website as well,
you.
So our listeners can follow up if they want to. Do stay with us for the rest of the program, Bogdan. But for the moment, thank you very much for that. It's brilliant. And what a fabulous thing to get involved in. And I can see how passionate you are about what you do and how much fun that you had doing it and what a great program you made.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
I look forward to seeing that. Mm. You do realise that I went out there and nearly this poor man, I tried, got
dragged
his arm
into the studio.
And then I said, "You are here for Business Monger." He said, "No." And he just looked at me horrified and went into the fish shop.
You like this?
Will I?
Eurostar have announced plans for a direct service from Ashford to Marseille in the south of France. Yeah. The train company's head of public affairs, Pierre Delande, unveiled details about the new route at a recent Ashford Borough Council meeting. The line will run from St Pancras via Ashford to the city of Marseille and is expected to launch from May 2015. You know, a new service on the Eurostar.
Fabulous.
All the way to the south of France. What's not to like? All those people that don't like flying, got no excuse now.
Exactly. I mean, it's a really nice way of going. I've always got this idea that I want to go up to Scotland by sleeper.
All right, okay.
I'd love to do that. Have you ever done it?
No.
Have you ever done it, Bogdan?
Nope, but I'm curious.
But because you just did a road trip, didn't you? Tell Paul very quickly about your road trip.
Yeah,
with your nan, who's how old?
She's 75.
Oh, brilliant.
You know, she'll probably hit me if she finds out I said her.
She only looks 50.
Yeah, and we did 6,000 miles in 2 weeks all across Europe.
Wow.
It's like a family tradition, and we do even more miles in less time.
You drove around?
Yeah, Europe, half of it.
Right, okay.
I think that's lovely with your nan. Isn't that nice?
How fabulous is that?
Yeah.
Although I shouldn't do this. There is a Chevy Chase film.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called now, where they go on holiday and take their grandma and part of, and it's a road trip. And I'm in real trouble now because I've got to tell you what happens. Part of the way through, grandma pegs it.
Wow. Oh, no.
And because he doesn't want to spoil his holiday, they just strap her to the roof of the car and carry on.
Oh, that's awful.
I know. Sorry, that has no relevance to what Bogdan and his grandma were doing.
It's not very tasteful.
It just came into my head, sorry. I can't remember what the film's called. Anyway.
Just as well.
Yeah. Cool. You can do one more email for us, and then I think we'll play some more tunage.
Okay. So there's... I'm not reading that one, because we've just done that one. Catapult helps businesses achieve growth. This is the Catapult Profit Clinic. There is a website which I'll read out, and many people, they say, find understanding their numbers and terms, such as overheads and gross profit, net profit, etc., a little bit worrying and intimidating. And this is why Catapult has launched the Catapult Profit Clinic. And it's Mike Prime, who's a business owner himself, and he's created this profit clinic for business owners who want to understand their numbers and take the right steps to keep their business profitable. And you can join the Catapult Profit Clinic in two ways. So to find out more, you go to www.catapultsales.co.uk. And sounds like a mighty good idea, that one.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're going to play some tunage, and our guest has arrived now.
Yes, someone in a suit.
Yeah, so we'll get him in a moment.
Much better than the fishmonger I tried to get in before.
Absolutely. Anyway.
What are you playing?
Well, see if you can guess what this is.
Something summary. Oh, this is Going Loco down in Acapulco.
It is indeed.
By Four...
The Four Tops.
Tops. I think it's something topical.
Sing it then.
Yes, you'll be going loco down Temp Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay, and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531-777.
Now let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. That was the four tops. We're going loco down in Acapulco.
Well, the five tops, because I chirped in, didn't I?
Yeah, you did try and join in there, but we managed to cut your mic off just in time, which was lucky, really, wasn't it?
Bit nasty.
Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure. We've been joined now by our other guest, Mr. Ivan Raphael of Best of Bromley, and we'll be talking to him in a minute. He just needs to catch his breath. He's been on a tour of Romney Marsh, because he's not from this end of the county, so he's been having a look round, and it's a bit of a traumatic place to look round, really, in the summertime. The Marsh. So we're going to be talking to Ivan shortly, but for the moment we've got a few more tweets and emails to read. I had a tweet from Core Financial who say we're enjoying the show and it's a really good one. Blimey, I wonder what they're listening to now.
Hail Surprise.
Yeah. So thank you to the guys over there in Maidstone from Core Financial. What else we got?
The FSB is researching how reliable broadband is across the country, and this is Alison Palmer. I'll read out her email and her phone number in a tick. And she says she's looking for Kent business owners who would like to be quoted in local media about the broadband in your area and how its performance can affect your business performance. Who writes these? Performance can affect your business performance. Never mind, I get very iffy about them. You know, repetition.
You're getting all buzzy about that, aren't you?
Repetition. Is your broadband good enough? Does a poor broadband connection slow down your business with customers?
Do you know, on my broadband...
Well, I think I'm about to.
You are about to get launched on. In my broadband yesterday, my BT broadband yesterday,
yeah.
I was getting less than 700 kilobits.
Dear.
Less than 700.
I bet
it's
you
the
starving.
21st century, for crying out loud.
You must
loud.
Have been starving.
Anyway, carry on.
I mean, that's a regime, isn't it? Because you really want over 1,000 on a day on your kind of diet.
They're not calories, they're kilobits.
Oh, I thought it was a kilojoules. So.
Yeah, go on, carry on.
Anyway, they're asking for this, if you're happy to be quoted in press releases. Well, that sounds great. Hmm. So contact alison.palmer, P-A-R-M-A-R, at F for Freddie, S for Sugar, B for Bertie, .org.uk, and there is a phone number which is 01892 541 399, and all details of that will go on the Business Bunker kentbusinessradio.co.uk website.
Cool. We've had a tweet in from Rob Parker at Go Vicinity. Hello, Rob.
And I love the lovely Rob.
Yeah, and Rob is a fabulous resource as one of our listeners, because yeah. he always supplies the details that I can never remember. And Rob has come up trumps once
about
again.
The film name.
He's come up with a film. He said, "Paul, I think you're talking about National Lampoon's Vacation."
Oh, I remember that.
I am indeed. You're absolutely right, Rob. With Chevy Chase. Yep, National Lampoon's Vacation. Very funny 1983 film. Absolutely, that's what I was talking about. It had nothing to do with Bogdan's granny at all.
Well, Rob Parker, go with him. He's always my go-to man for anything. He's coming around for dinner, actually. I might invite you.
Me?
I might do.
Why are you going to invite me?
Well, I just might, you know, as you're my co-presenter.
There's quite a bit of activity on the Twitter about Union 23 and Chris at Connect It have all been... remarking on the amount of puns coming out of this radio show this afternoon.
A little bit of, well, we sat up last night, didn't we? I was on the plane and we sat up and worked it all out. Now, BFAR's friends, the lovely Sam, good, with an E on the end.
You're reading from the top of the list.
He says...
You're reading from the top of the
afternoon
list.
Afternoon Jules Sirkin, with no mention of you whatsoever. He says, if you're free on the 31st of July... There's a free event.
She's free all the time.
In Sevenoaks. I'm free. He's got 145 people already confirmed. That's
blimey,
amazing.
So what's he need you for?
Well, obviously.
Someone's got to serve the drinks.
Canapes.
Canapes.
Breakfastfriends.co.uk to go there. Yeah, I could go around the trolley.
Mm-hmm.
Might be empty by the time I get to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that sounds very good. And thank you, Govacin. Is he seeing him now as well? Right, I've got a little email.
Go on.
And it's from the Institute of Directors, Kent Salomon's Dinner, which is in aid of the RLSB. That's the Royal Lifeboat Service.
No, it's not.
Oh. Royal Birds.
I don't know what
protection.
The RLSB is.
Royal.
I'll tell you what, you read the email, it might tell you in there.
I bet Rob Govicinity will Google it.
He'll know. He'll know.
Are you listening, Rob? It's the RLSB. Isn't that the Royal Lifeboat?
Just read the email.
Oh, he does the air ambulance. Maybe it's that. Anyway, he says, good afternoon, without a T. We would like to draw your attention, so it's afternoon. We would like to draw your attention to the forthcoming event being held July 25th.
It's the Royal London Society for the Blind.
Oh, excellent. And we've mentioned dogs today. Mm-hmm. Guide dogs, haven't we, twice?
We have indeed.
Salomon's Estate, Tunbridge Wells. And as I said, it's the 25th of July. It's 7 p.m. till 22:30, which is 10:30 to you and me. And they say, join us for a summer evening and dinner at the Salomon's Estate near Tunbridge Wells. After drink on the spectacular terrace, we will enjoy a three-course dinner with wine in the Historic Science Theatre. And we will be polishing up our listening and communication skills with a former hostage negotiator and supporting blind children's charity RLSB. So they even told us at the end.
See, I told you, if you just stuck with it and read it, it would have been in there. But oh no, you have to make a big fuss about it.
I know, but what they don't say, and what I would like to make a big fuss about while we're on to the subject.
You like making a fuss.
Well, they don't say who the former hostage negotiator is.
It's a secret.
Well, they must. There's a picture of him. There's a picture of him being held hostage. Yeah, or negotiating.
He's negotiating being held hostage. Yeah, well, show the listeners the picture.
He's got his sleeves rolled up.
Show the listeners
it's
the
radio.
Picture. Radio. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, member price. Member. Are we allowed to say that on
yeah,
air?
Just get on with it. Huh?
Is £55. Non-member. Poor guests are worried now, aren't they?
Yeah, I know. I'm not surprised. They're all edging non-member. Away from
trouble
you.
Is,
I don't
I've
blame
had,
them either.
I've had 8 days off. This is trouble. Non-members.
We shouldn't let her go on holiday.
£65. So this sounds amazing. You can go on to 3ws.iod.com. And this is from the lovely Leslie Bennett. But I don't know who the hostage is. Who the hostage, you know, negotiator is, do you?
No.
Terry Waite, maybe.
It could well be. Anyway, we've had a tweet from Phoenix Analysts who say, hi, we're listening to the show live for a change and enjoying the banter as usual.
Hello.
Cool. So welcome to guys from, that's Carl and the guys from Phoenix Analysts. We've also had a tweet from Gullens Employment. And
one of our old guests.
Yeah. Yeah. Amanda Finn.
Yes.
Gullens Employment, HR Law. July employment brief free to download from gullens.com. Flexible working changes and other hot topics. So if you'd like to know about the new flexible working rules that came in a few weeks ago or other topics related to human resources and human resource management, which I think you do want to know about, new businesses out there in Kent, go to gullens.com and download their free July employment brief.
Talking of briefs, mm-hmm. I found that with the weather, you know, out in Spain, you can't really wear much. I'm sure Josie McGrath is the same, nipping around in a little sarong in Turkey.
Absolutely.
Here's one just to you.
Yeah.
Dear Paul, mm-hmm. they say, we'd like to invite you to our next meetup, which is Friday the 25th of July, and it's at the Horsebridge Centre, which is in Whitstable, just near Paul Andrews' hairdresser, the lovely
Mariano Flanco
Ruiz.
Yeah. He's from Madrid.
He's from Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous hair. He does a lovely updo.
He does a what?
A lovely updo.
I'm going to ask him for one next time.
Yeah, ask him for an updo with your hair.
Yeah.
The one. And it's at 9:30 to 12:30, the Horsebridge Centre. And you have a nice chat. And they've got Alexandra Campbell there talking about things and card swapping and all that.
Cool.
So that's 3Ws, kentcreativelive.org, 25th of July.
Cool. Do you know what? It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our second guest to the Business Bunker show today, Mr. Ivan Raphael of Best of Bromley. Ivan, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a bit of an epic journey for you, I know, and you've come from one end of the county to the other, which is never easy at the best of times. So thank you so much for making the effort to join us. We're absolutely made up that you could come and join us, and it's a pleasure to meet you. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about you, if you've got your breath back?
Yeah, no, thank you. I feel like I've kind of gate-crashed your party arriving so late, and the countryside down here is truly amazing. I've seen all of it, I think.
There's a lot of it, isn't it? And a lot of it looks the same, that's the problem.
He's even got straw down his back.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the trouble is around here, it's just flat for miles on end, and there's loads of roads that all look the same, and the landscape all looks the same, and, you know, there's only about three main main roads, yeah.
Did you go on the Romney Marsh Railway while you were out there?
I think I did.
Very nice.
Yeah. I'm going to write a blog about it all.
Casey Jones.
But Ivan, thank you so much for making the effort, and I'm really pleased that you did make it here. And it's lovely to see you. Why don't you tell the listener a little bit about you and what you do?
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, I've been in sales business for quite a while. Mm. Decided to take on board my own business over the last 5 years, and the best of was an opportunity that arose to be able to work on behalf of local business people in the borough that I live in, and that was very appealing. So I got involved with the best of it at that stage. And what we're all about is being a voice and shouting about all the great local businesses. Mm. We sort of have a buy local campaign that runs throughout the year. Mm. And Bromley, the borough of Bromley, is huge.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is it's sort of spread far and wide. There's loads of little smaller towns. Mm. And we do our very best to represent, you know, the great retail businesses in there, the restaurants, the sole traders, the people that are working from their converted garages, and just let local people know how good they are.
Hmm. It's interesting. Sorry to interrupt, but just there may be some listeners that don't know this, especially younger listeners.
Me.
Yeah. No. Well, Bromley is a London borough, but we don't care what they said about that. We still think Bromley's in Kent, and we allow it in Kent. And I know that quite a few local people still feel that they're part of Kent as well as being a London borough.
Well, I feel exactly the same. Mm. I feel that, yeah, my heart lies in Kent. Mm. What is interesting is we're also organising a business-to-business exhibition at the Coolins Garden Centre.
Right, OK.
Which is going to be a four-stand exhibition on the 15th of October.
Right.
And Coolings is, interestingly enough, is just literally like a few hundred yards outside of the Bromley borough.
Right.
And we found through the FSB, the
Federation of Small
Businesses, that it Bromley was a London borough, but we were actually in Kent, and so therefore that caused them a few problems with that little border. So yeah, for some people it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, people get very hung up about all of this, don't they? And in reality, a lot of it's nonsense. It's like Kent now has been separated from a local government point of view with Medway. Mm. But you know, I mean, if you live halfway up Bluebell Hill, who cares what the local authority thinks?
Well,
you know,
that was our thought, but it was interesting because there's been a very successful Bromley Expo over the last 3 years, and the Coolings venue is a new purpose built venue.
Right,
it's going to be able to hold 100 stands quite comfortably,
right, okay.
Like four shell stands. We're looking at getting some vehicles in there to show off a bit,
you know, right?
Make,
okay,
make it look a bit snazzy.
Yeah, yeah.
We're really excited about the prospect of doing it there. It's a purpose built building that they can use for their, you know, for Coolings as a garden centre in the summer, but
right,
in the winter it turns into an exhibition.
Wow.
Centre. So we're going to be one of the first exhibitions there.
Right.
And anyone, you know, familiar with Coolings, it's a great facility.
Right.
Plenty of parking. They've got a great restaurant there. There's a number of network events held there on a regular basis as
right.
well.
Okay.
So, we're this, although it's just outside of the Bromley
bar. Oh, we'll ignore that. Yeah, we just ignore that.
It's a kind of, so we decided to call it Bank on Business, Bromley and Kent.
Yeah. Many years ago, I used to do business-to-business events, and we used to run one in Bexley. And we used to get exactly the same problem, and we ended up calling it the London and Kent Business Show.
Yeah, just
because everybody took offence, so yeah, we just included it all in there.
That's right, yeah. If you just call it Bromley and Kent,
that's it, we're
covered.
Why would you take offence?
Well, because people do.
But
there are organisations, you know, and I'm not trying to tell you anything about it, but there are organisations that have limits about what they do. So basically one organisation represents South London and another organisation represents Kent, and if you hold something on the border they all get upset about it because it's in their area or not in their area or whatever, you know. That's just one of those things, isn't it? It's one of those things. Anyway,
not in my backyard.
Anyway, that's not going to happen with Ivan's event in Cooling, which is on October the 14th.
October
15th.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You can go to the website, which is bankonbusiness.co.uk.
Bankonbusiness.co.uk.
Yeah, okay. The stands are selling now, and you know we're expecting about 1,000 footfall.
Yeah.
Registration to sign up to come along to the event is going to be the 1st September.
Fabulous. What we'll do is we'll put a link to the website on the Kent Business Radio website so that people can follow up and have a look at that and book their stands and find out about the event and all that kind of brilliant stuff. Tell us a little bit, Ivan, about Best of Bromley as a website and as a portal. What's the kind of thing that you do there?
Well, the thing we do there is we've got quite a wide range of different businesses that we will promote. So on the website, that's basically where businesses, I regard it as like their sort of pin board. It's where they can put all the great information about their business, their blogs, offers, reviews. We're huge on getting businesses to get great reviews from their customers, and that benefits them in so many ways. It gives their staff a big lift. It gives their customers an opportunity to rave about them. And it's really inspiring when a business gets 40, 50 reviews. What a boost and lift it gives to everyone concerned.
Yeah.
So again, it's not about exclusivity. We look after maybe six, seven businesses in any particular category. So we just take, for example, hairdressers across the Bromley borough. Being such a wide borough and being there's so much residential there, we can have businesses in Beckenham, West Wickham, Orpington, Lux Bottom, and no one's really in direct competition with anyone, which is great because it gives us an opportunity to kind of represent the whole of the borough. We have a network event on a monthly basis. In fact, our next one's tonight, which is sponsored by Metro Bank. So thank you very much for that, Duncan. I'm going to enjoy that tonight.
Wow.
And also it's being hosted over at Sundridge Park Golf Club.
Oh, night well.
Yeah, which is a nice venue. So if this weather keeps up, we'll be outside having a nice time there. So that's great because it gives business people an opportunity to. We actually brand it an evening with friends because I believe the best way for people to generate business is just to make friends first and foremost.
Absolutely,
take things from there. So we're very relaxed. It's a very informal evening. Great opportunity for business people to get together, but also it's a great outlet for businesses that. People that work on their own from home or from a small office.
Yeah.
It gives them an opportunity to come out and actually find out what else is going on in Bromley and talk to other business people. And it's a great resource.
Yep.
It's not only is it businesses doing generating new business with each other, but it's also a resource to get information and get a bit of maybe training of some description, which we kind of feel that's really a kind of another area where we help businesses to expand.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
I think that thing of getting out there is quite important because, a lot of SMEs are sort of working in an office on their own and you get bogged down by being in front of your computer and you don't meet people.
Hmm.
So to just be able to just realise that other people are going through very similar things in a work pattern can make a huge difference.
Yeah, well, it's great for me as well because I have an opportunity to kind of just drift around the room and introduce people that maybe don't have the confidence maybe just to sort of turn up and do it themselves. And so my role is just to sort of facilitate that as opposed to an event where kind of everyone's in there just to sort of rabbits in the headlights type of events and nobody really is really genuinely talking to each other. So at least I have a good opportunity to know that there's going to be a really sort of good connection between certain people. And I get a big kick out of that as well.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And as you say, I mean, that whole area is a big area. So have you any idea what the general population of Bromley Borough is?
I think it's about 250,000.
It must be a huge amount of people.
Huge.
Yeah.
You might have some tweets to say that's slightly up or down.
Yeah, we're going with that.
But it's official. Yeah.
Many years ago, I used to part-own a business in Green Street Green as well. So I have a little bit of a connection with the area from way back. And it is really great to see people like yourself and the things that you're doing, pulling that area together, especially because of this syndrome of it being a London borough, it can get drugged into the whole London thing, which is, it's good from some respects, you know, don't get me wrong, but also you, London's a big place.
And
you
is can, it?
And you, yeah, it is. I know that comes as a surprise to you, Shules, but it is actually a big place. It's a city and everything. And you can get lost in that. And, you know, so having this localism take place is a fantastic way of getting the community together, the business community together, and promoting what they do.
Yeah, no, I agree. And there's a good number of networks now springing up on a local basis. And our view is that not to see that as competition. We actually actively suggest that our members go along to other events and just keep building their network, because ultimately that becomes their net worth as well.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. So how long's Best of Bromley been going?
Well, the actual franchise has been running, I believe, for about six or 7 years.
Right, okay.
Maybe not as active as it should have been at the very beginning, but then I wasn't there. So I would say that. But I've been the sole owner now for the last 2.5 years.
Right.
And I'm now working on getting our brand seen, because obviously if our brand is the stronger our brand gets, the stronger it becomes for everyone connected with it.
Absolutely.
But yeah, the plus side is that, you know, Bromley, I've lived in Bromley Borough now for over 20 years, and
right.
You know, my kids have played sport there, they've all gone to school there, and great, you know, I can't think of anything, you know, bad to say about the borough. But when you're trying to promote yourself, you sometimes think, well, hang on, where do I start? Because it is so big. And interestingly, the actual centre of Bromley is not really a great representation of the borough, because that's, you know, obviously you've got the Churchill Theatre and some lovely restaurants, but that's where you've got your main kind of, you know, the big boys, the franchise shopping area. It's a little bit further out. For me, it becomes a lot more interesting, because that's where you can start to represent, you know, your true sort of entrepreneurs or budding entrepreneurs.
Yeah, and it's got a very eclectic mix of different places. I mean, is Chislehurst Village part of the?
Yeah,
so you've got a little, you know, which is almost when you drive. Well, I haven't been there for a while, but when you drive into Chislehurst Village, you could be anywhere in a rural area.
Yeah,
rather than, you know, 10 miles from central London.
I think that was voted as one of the best villages to live in quite a long time ago for commuters.
I used to knock around in the Foxes or whatever it was called, pub on the green there.
Yeah. Well, I grew up in New Alton, which is just over the hill from Chislehurst, but at a very young age, when we were on holiday, and somebody used to say to my mother, "Where do you live?" Funny enough, she used to say Chislehurst.
Yeah. Greater Chislehurst,
New Alton, Chislehurst borders.
Yeah. Cool. Ivan, give us a shout for both the Best of Bromley website and for your up-and-coming October 15th event.
I just got my glasses. The Best of Bromley website. Actually, I can't see it on here.
Okay, this is my writing. So it's the website is I've got bankonbusiness.co.uk.
Oh yeah, that's for the expo. On the 15th of October, and then
this is the Twitter, which is at Best of Bromley.
The Twitter is at Best of Bromley. The Facebook page is the same as well. Best of Bromley. And the website is thebestof.com/Bromley/local.
Fabulous.
But if you just put Best of Bromley,
Normally although there's links to it on the Kent Business Radio website. Yeah. So if you want to find it, if you go to the homepage of the Kent Business Radio website, there is a link right on the homepage to the Best of Bromley website. So, and that will stay on there as part of this show, which is show number 183. So you'll be able to find that at any time that you're listening to this again. Ivan, thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you. Do stay with us for the remaining 15 minutes of the show, and relax, and we'll get you a nice drink and everything in a minute when we're off air. But thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you.
Thank you.
And we wish you the best of luck, both continued success with Best of Bromley, and good luck with your show in October. And as we get a bit nearer the time, I'm sure you can email us and remind us, and we'll give you some more shout outs for that.
That's
as we get nearer the time.
Lovely. Thank you for having me.
No,
absolute
great
pleasure.
Idea.
Yeah, well done.
Afternoon, says BeFast Friends on the Twitter. Afternoon, Vanilla Web, Jules Serkin, Business Bunker listeners. On the 31st of July, there's a free event in Sevenoaks. There are 145 people confirmed. Now, I've already read this out, but Sevenoaks Town Clerk has just piped up, and that's at Sevenoaks TC. And he says, or they
she,
say,
she says,
he, they,
she
says, it's with free car parking courtesy of STC, Sevenoaks Town Clerk. So there's a little addition there. So well done for providing the free parking.
And while we're talking about breakfast, friends, Sam's trying to collar the whole show now. he's also tweeted, we had a great guest speaker, Olympian Jack P. Green, last week. And I'm trying to get hold of Jack to get him to come on the show.
Yeah.
Which would be great.
Does he run too fast?
He does run incredibly fast. He's a bit on the tall side as well.
Is he?
Yeah, he's at least 9'3".
So do you get lots of beanstalk jokes going around? Do you?
Yes, we do.
Just grunted at me.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to do three things at once.
A man.
I don't multitask.
You can see where I'm going. Jack and the beanstalk, tall.
We've had a tweet from Blue Badger Marketing.
I've never seen a blue badger.
Who says, ask Ivan if he knows if there's a brilliant new expo show. We do, because we've just been talking about it. So, we did get in there. But he's reminding us it is at Cooling's Nursery on the 15th of October, as Ivan has already told us. So thank you, Blue Badger Marketing, for that. And the Kent Foundation have tweeted to say they just watched the Brilliant Britain Kent episode organised by Bogdan Alex and his friends, Lydia and friends, and they said it's pretty awesome.
Hey,
yay. So good. And there is a YouTube clip of that, and I will post a clip to that YouTube link later on so that you can have a look at that. Union 23 and Maidstone say, great show today. You could come to our business pop-up show this Thursday, and the info is here, and then there's a shortened link. So I will find what that link is, and I will also post that on the Kent Business Radio website. But while we're talking about such things...
There's the Lenny's Tweet Up, which is a free business networking. That's on the last Thursday of the month, always at Lenny's. That's July the 31st, which is a Thursday, 10 a.m. There's free parking, and that's, as I said, at Lenny's Department Store, Roper Road, Canterbury. There's a guest speaker, and you can just go and mingle and swap.
Cool.
Swap your business cards. Details, www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. While you look at that, Paul Andrews, there's a Vanguard's to start surge of custom-build homes. So people who'd like to build their own home will be able to turn to their council to make their dream a reality under new measures announced by Nick Bowles today. So the planning minister said he was going to give aspiring self and custom builders a new right to build, which would enable them to ask their council to identify a shovel-ready site for their project. So if you'd like to know more about this, you can go to www.gov.uk/consultations/right-to-build. Just Google it, but it will go on the Kent Business Radio website after the show, if not already.
Thank you. Thanks for that. And while you were reading that, I managed to click on the link that Union 23 sent me for their Thursday meeting. It's the you can find the link. It's meetup.com/maidstone-jelly/events. So do have a look at that. It's this Thursday, July the 24th, 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Union 23 Co-working, 23 Union Street, Maidstone. So do check that out and go and see the lovely folks over at Union 23. Any chance of a shout out for the Prince song today, Paul? Here's the gen. What you see is what you get is the title of the song. The artist is the Academy of Funk and Roll. That'll be Cookie. Mr. Peter Cook,
yeah.
That is. The song is both a tribute to Prince and a fundraiser for the DeMelza Children's Hospice.
Okay. Nice.
How do I get a hold of it? You can find it on iTunes, Amazon, and all the usual places. People can pay a little bit more for the song on Bandcamp, but they can elect to give nearly the whole of the proceeds to the charity. Amazon and Etel tend to take a larger percentage of the proceeds. And there's two versions of the song, because this is Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a clean one. Version and there's a rude one. Okay. And the dirty version is available as the song has a bit of a Prince expletive in it. And we do know that because we actually played it on the Thirst for Funk show last Thursday evening. But do get along and find what you see is what you get by the Academy of Funk and Roll. And the vast majority of the proceeds are going to DeMille's Children's Hospice. So do support that, please.
And of course, Miriam, the lovely Josie McGuire, who's the writer of Tales from Tokyo, she's the guest speaker at the BFAST Friends event, which is on July 31st. And so that's July 31st, and she's the guest speaker. It's at the Vine evening event, and it's at BFAST Friends.
Cool. Alex Waterton has said, F-Keys and ADM Computing are arranging a Microsoft Office 2013 taster session in Canterbury. If you'd like to know more, you can call them on Canterbury, which is 01-227-491-227. 01-227-491-227. Probably the easiest way to do this is to follow Alex on the Twitter, and he will give you the details again. And you can do that by following him on the Twitter at Alex Waterton, AlexWaterton, Alex Waterton on the Twitter.
The other thing I'd like to say that I've noticed is a huge thank you to all the people that retweet the shows on Channel Radio.
Yeah.
Because it's really, we know we're now at a reach of, 42,000 or we've gone up?
Yeah, 40-odd thousand, yeah.
And, you know, really it's down to you guys. All the retweets we get are fantastic. So a big thank you to all of you for taking the time. We love you all.
We love you all.
There is a networking breakfast with business, includes a full English. This is at 8 o'clock till 9:30. And the guest speaker is Andrew Priestley, 9 proven strategies that drive the success of any business. Wednesday the 30th of July at the Marlow Theatre, Canterbury. And also Friday the 1st of August at Brands Hatch Thistle in Dartford. There are lots more dates. And there's also a big breakfast with guest speaker Damien Green, MP, which is Friday the 19th of September at the lovely Eastwell Manor. So chamber members £15, non-members £20, and all details of that will be on the Kent Business Radio website and are already.
We've had an email from Davina McCall.
Have we?
We have indeed. And she's talking about her delight over a popular Cranbrook farm shop being saved. Hartley Dyke Farm Shop in Hartley Road has been providing local produce for the local community for more than 10 years. In December, the owner, Nick Driver, was told by his landlord that his lease would not be renewed and would have to quit the premises in July 2014. Mr. Driver applied for planning permission to move the shop 700 metres up the road to Charity Farm, Swatenden Lane. But of course, being local government, despite unanimous support from Cranbrook and Sissinghurst parish councillors, planners, here we go again, at Tunbridge Wells Borough Council threw the plans out.
Oh no.
What is it with these councillors?
I don't know.
Everywhere, it doesn't matter where you go, the councillors just seem to hate small businesses. I don't know what it is. Canterbury's as bad.
Well, I had a long conversation with lovely Bob Jones about the parking.
Oh, don't even get me started on that.
You know,
it's insanity.
I mean, I go there like maybe 3 or 4 hours and it gets to £6-7.
Yeah, no, but did you say, let's not go there. Let me finish
this. Oh, yeah, go on.
Yeah.
He's waving his hand at me.
Due to the pressure bore Tunbridge Wells Borough Council Planning Committee meeting, the councillors rejected the planning officer's advice and have now given the green light. So the Hartley Dyke Farm Shop will be staying open. It's going to be moving a few metres, 100 metres up the road, to Charity Farm at Swatenden Lane. So well done, Davina, and everybody in Cranbrook for keeping another local resource open.
Well done. It does possibly help to have a celebrity to help as well, do you think?
It does indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was saying to Bob, as before you interrupt me, that, you know, if I'm going to spend £6-7, I want to see some different shops there, because all the independent shops are being forced out by the extortionate rents. Mm. And I said to him, Canterbury's becoming all coffee shops. It's just coffee shop after coffee shop, eatery, much as I love eating and drinking. What else is there now?
Well, I don't know if you saw the front of a paper that you write for occasionally, the Whitstable Times.
Yes.
They had a front page thing on how badly attended the regatta was this year.
Really?
And that wouldn't be anything to do with the fact that they shut all the car parks then.
No, I didn't go because it would have been bedlam.
You just wonder what planet these people live on.
No,
you just really, it's the 21st century, guys. Mm. And no matter how much you want everybody to go by buses you don't provide.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't.
No.
We had a Canterbury City Councillor when I was waxing lyrical about this. when I was moaning about the lack of parking in Canterbury, who said, oh, people won't mind, they'll drive around until they find a parking space.
No.
And I said, yeah, they will, but the trouble is the parking space they'll find is at the West Cross Shopping Centre where the parking's free in the next borough.
Westwood Cross.
Yeah, even. Exactly, yeah, that's what I said, didn't I?
Yeah. And the other one, what's the other one over Essex, the big one?
Or Lakeside.
Lakeside.
Yeah, or Bluewater.
Exactly.
But they don't even have to go that far. You've got the Ashford Outlet Centre, 5 miles from the centre of Canterbury. I mean, why would you go around a one-way system for an hour and a half when you can go and park somewhere
for nothing
in an out-of-town shopping centre?
I'm afraid
that... get a grip.
I avoid my hometown of Whitstable on a weekend because you just can't park.
Absolutely. Anyway.
Shanks's Pony.
Yeah.
The way to go.
But coming down here to the lovely Haglands Farm, where we are at Channel Radio here, we have a little shop in the parade here, and they have just started stocking a unique ladies' shabby chic clothing line from Italy. Reasonably priced, available at Haglands Farm on Burmarsh, which is TN290JR. That's no good to you at all, is it, Ivan? Knowing the postcode to get here is absolutely no use whatsoever. It's right out in the middle of the marsh. You need a satellite to find us without any shadow of a doubt. But when you find us, it's really worthwhile because they've got loads of ladies' Italian shabby chic clothes.
And a lovely cafe.
And there's a lovely bistro, and it's next door to the Alpaca Wool Shop as well. So there's loads of things
exactly
to look at when you finally get
here.
And
our other lovely guest, Bogdan, said what a lovely green room we had next door.
Yeah, it is quite nice, isn't
coffee.
It? Yeah, exactly.
He didn't get a muffin, though, did he?
Anyway, you can actually find out about this by going to the website associated with this, which is www.alpacaannie.com, alpacaannie.com, if you want to find out more about that.
Did you know, listener, that there are major developments and they mean significant business for the construction sector? And Kent is the site for a number of major developments. And once again, that's my co-presenter there shuffling his papers, by the way, if you're wondering. And once again, is hosting the largest construction sector event in the UK in 2014. Construction Expo 2014 is on Wednesday the 8th of October. It's in its seventh year and it's moved to the Kent Event Centre, Detling, near Maidstone, which is Junction 7 M20, Ivor. Put it in your sat nav now. And
you're going to get loads of grief about this, mate. Sorry about it.
I'm just thinking of jokes. Is it Ivor or Ivan?
It's Ivan, yeah.
Ivan, so,
yeah.
Sorry. I was going to say, if you were Ivor, I could say...
Ivor's lost.
I was hoping it'd be Ivan. It would be Ivor Satnav, couldn't it, your name? Anyway, interested in exhibiting. To showcase your business at our exciting exhibition, you can call Penny, and I'm going to give out the phone number. I'm going to first of all give out the website, which is www.kentconstructionexpo.co.uk. Your stand prices start at just £475 plus VAT. You can email bookings at kentinvictachamber.co.uk, and you can call Penny on 01732 758 530. So that's 3ws.kentconstructionexpo.co.uk, and it's coming up Wednesday the 8th of October, and it's at the Kent Event Centre in Detling.
Cool. I did make reference earlier to a tweet we had in from some guys called Phoenix Analysts, but I didn't really tell you who they were.
They were rising from the ashes.
Oh, very quick. They are, in fact, a skilled group of business analysts with over 10 years' experience, and they offer services from business analysis to business process design and much, much more. So do check them out. Excuse me. Their website is Phoenix Analysts Limited, LIMITED. So the full word, PhoenixAnalystsLimited.com. So do check them out, please.
I would.
I'm just
passing our guests some Tankerton water.
Oh, right. You're indulging, are you?
Yes. Faversham 4N are a lively group of local business people, and they meet fortnightly over breakfast. And they have been developing business by swapping leads, sharing advice and tips, and building relationships. And they're holding a visitor's day, and there will be cake, they say. So the meetings consist of relaxed sit-down breakfast, and then they go around the table and they give everyone 40 seconds to introduce themselves to the group. So the next meeting is 8 to 10 a.m. Wednesday the 23rd of July at Judd's Folly Hotel in Faversham. Satnav, Ivan, is M for Mother, E130, R for Roger, H for Harold, £12 to attend. And you can also email James Baldock, 4N at faversham marketing.co.uk, telephone 01795 385023.
Cool. We've had a tweet. Oh, I'm really sorry about this, Ivan. We're on a roll now. Kent and Surrey Breakfast Friends have said, can you ask Ivan if he's thought of having his event sponsored by Google Maps?
Oh.
sorry. We're going to get you into all kinds of these silly jokes now. Yeah, thank you for that, guys. Union 23 say, Jules Cirque in Vanilla Web, some good banter there. Top bantering. Thank you very much. And also, they say you might want to check out Union 23 co-working, and you can check out our bio. So do have a look at that. Union 23 is a co-working space in Maidstone.
Have you got any more emails?
I have, thank you. But I'm going to read them
because
we've only got 2 minutes left.
Fire away, Paul
Andrews.
Yeah,
the number of people out of work in Kent fell at its highest rate since before the recession, new figures show. In June, 1,880 people came off the Job Seekers Allowance across Kent. That brings down the total number of unemployed people in the entire county to 22,894, according to the Office for National Statistics. It's the lowest figure since December 2008, following the biggest drop across the southeast for over two decades. So the job market is growing and growing and growing, and that is almost entirely down to SMEs, small and medium-sized businesses. More than 80% of people employed in the private sector now work for companies with less than 50 employees. So massive fair play to them.
And how much how important do you think that the government changes to DHSS and all that sort of stuff have helped get people back into work and off the dole?
Yeah, I mean, they're doing a great job in terms of trying to help as best they can. I mean, a lot of the things that they've been doing haven't really cut in yet.
Mm.
But one of the biggest things is just the sheer number of new jobs being created.
Mm.
And decent jobs as well, despite what people say. There's lots of decent jobs. And funnily enough, one of the things that you see quite often bandied about by people that should know better is that most new jobs are zero-hour contracts, which isn't true remotely.
Mm.
And interestingly, the use of exclusivity clauses, which is the main problem with a zero-hour contract, is going to be banned.
Okay.
Enterprise and Employment Bill, when it becomes law, will ban the use of exclusivity contracts in a zero-hour contract. Exclusivity clauses prevent employees on zero-hour contracts from accepting work from another employer, regardless of whether they're guaranteed work by the original contract holder. That is going to be banned now. So basically, if you are on a zero-hour contract, you can be on as many zero-hour contracts as you want, and you can pick and choose who you work for, which is how it should be.
Yeah.
And absolutely right.
Freedom.
Too. Yeah, absolutely. And that makes a zero-hour contract far more viable than trapping someone into something where they're not guaranteed any work and therefore aren't guaranteed any income, which is useless.
I mean, you have some really interesting jobs in Kent, I've noticed.
We
do. It's really diverse stuff.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, at Flavours of Spain, lovely Italian, Spanish ladies, Flavours of Spain, Italian, Anna.
They got that wrong.
Flavours of Spain. Anna and Teresa are looking for a Spanish wine expert or someone that could be trained up and also a waitress. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they wouldn't let you anywhere near that because they don't want their stock drunk.
No, but that would just be tasting, wouldn't it? Wine tasting.
That would be wine glugging.
Part of the job, I would have thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool, thank you for that. Well, do you know what? We've reached the end of the show.
Another show. Now, who's on next week, do we know?
I don't know yet.
All right, we'll make that
Yeah,
up.
we'll come to that next week. But for the moment, I'd like to say a big thank you to our guests on today's show, Mr. Bogdan Alexei of Coralex Media.
Thank you for having me.
No, absolute pleasure. Mr. Ivan Raphael of Best of Bromley.
Thank you.
And Bank.
Yeah, Bank on Business.
Bank on Business. Yeah. The Bank on Business show. Bankonbusiness.co.uk.
Yeah.
Which will be happening on October the 15th at Cooling's Nurseries. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Funk show. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on.
And our sponsor, Fruitworks, of course.
And our sponsor, Fruitbowl Media.
Fruitbowl
Thank
Media.
You to them. There's a lot happening on Channel Radio today. Coming up later at 3 o'clock, we have Kevin Cameron with Extra Milk. At 5 o'clock, the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery. Then at 7 o'clock, we have the boys down the pub, Phil and Jonathan, and they have Kevin Moorhen and the guys from Groove Moore's band playing live in the studio.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. That's later on tonight at 7 o'clock. And then at 9 o'clock, we have Mr. Jamie Andrews with the New Potato Show, all that's awesome and up-and-coming new and unsigned bands. So do stay listening to channelradio.co.uk. And also, on Thursday night, we're launching another new show at 7 p.m. It's a property show.
Oh, that's
fronted by Steve Barnard, and the show's called Let's Set Go, and it's supported by Let's Set Go, the real estate rental people, and presented by Steve Barnard, 7 p.m. on Thursday evening. So do tune in to that. But for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bug Show. My name's Paul Andrews. She's been Jill Serkin. We'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.